The United States has officially begun building a military installation in Poland that will form part of a larger missile defense shield for Europe operated by NATO. Construction began today shortly after the U.S. switched on an $800 million defensive missile launcher in Romania. The moves have provoked an angry reaction from Russia, which views the project as a threat to its security. Stefan Boss reports.
After years of preparations, workers have now begun building the U.S. anti-ballistic missile installation at Poland's former military airport in Radziechowo near the Baltic coast. Situated some 250 kilometers from the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad, it will host 24 land-based SM-3 missiles as well as anti-aircraft systems. It will be a counterpart to a base in the southern Romanian village of Deveseli. In Romania, accompanied by an honor guard and military band, senior US and NATO officials declared operational what is Europe's first land-based defense missile launcher site. It's capable of shooting down rockets from countries such as Iran, that Washington claims could one day reach major European cities. Moscow is furious, saying the shield upsets the strategic balance in Europe, posing a security threat to Russia. Yet speaking in Romania, U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense Robert Work tried to play down Russia's fears.
It was never, ever about Russia. It was always about ballistic missiles coming out of the Middle Eastern region towards NATO allies and U.S. forces in Europe. And I'd just like to echo what the Secretary General has said. We have offered to the Russians to show them the technical specs. We have done everything we can to try to make sure that they understand the capability of the system and why it does not pose any type of a threat to their strategic deterrence.
But senior Russian officials have threatened military retaliation that could include targeting the facilities. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.